One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Have you seen all these images of Tom Hardy being Wolverine online?
Yeah, sure did.
What do you think? I mean, it's not like confirmed at all or anything like that. And I guess Hugh Jackman's last one, like he's been doing that the one last time, man, with the middle finger claw up.
Yeah.
For Wolverine. And people are very sad that Hugh Jackman's leaving because they're like, oh, he's my Wolverine, man. You can't do that.
You've had enough.
Honestly. And Tom Hardy, I think, is a little bit shorter of a dude. Like, I think he was shorter than Christian Bale. They made him like look taller with movie magic in The Dark Knight Rises. But I think he'd be a fantastic Wolverine. What are your thoughts?
I guess. I think anyone who's jacked with lots of facial hair and kind of cocky and sweet dark hair would do the job.
I feel like you have a really good voice for it.
Who? Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Or me?
No, you too.
Yeah.
I think, oh my God, speaking of which, this is part of my weekly recommendation and rejections. But I've been rewatching the X-Men 92 cartoon.
Yeah, I caught a clip of that.
It's really good. But
I made fun of you.
Yeah, you did. You're like, oh, doing adult stuff in here, are you, buddy? And I was like, yeah.
You're like, get away from my Cheerios. Where's my binky?
I wish. Fuck. Those are the good old days. No, but they're continuing the storyline, and they're bringing back the show.
What, yellow and blue suits?
Yeah, like they're bringing back, it says like X-Men Animated 92 is like coming back in the continuation of that storyline.
Animated?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's fucking sick.
Well, you're excited.
Yeah, definitely. You're not?
I'm looking more forward to Reboot.
They're fucking doing that again?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh. Give me deets.
Deets are, they're redoing Reboot.
Fuck, you're the worst at this.
Well, like I said earlier, redoing Reboot.
They're rebooting Reboot.
I heard Nickelodeon might actually have an all 90s channel for all their stuff from the 90s.
Oh,
just playing
shit.
All the time.
Didn't they have Rocket Power? Was that them?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't mind seeing that again. It was the skateboarding kids.
Oh, no, I'm thinking more like, you know, Doug, Rugrats.
That'd be awesome.
Shit like that.
Well, they try to like redo Doug, like I feel like on ABC Family or something. It was a Saturday morning, and they gave Doug a different voice, Roger a different voice, Patty, all of them, and I was just like, this sucks.
Nah, I need my old homies.
Yeah, Porkchop.
Yeah.
That was a good Porkchop. Thank you.
Thank yourself.
Yeah, I will. All 90s cartoons, how do you...
What? Well...
I mean, would you actually watch them? Would you actually revisit them? There's so much shit to watch, like... How do you delegate your time? I know I don't do it well.
I don't delegate my time to 90s cartoons anymore because I live in the present.
Yeah.
And that's why I sometimes have trouble with Testa Tony.
Yeah.
Just because there are times when I don't want to waste my time on movies that may be a total pile of shit and waste of my precious, precious, sweet, sweet time.
Time. You keep mentioning time. As if you're wasting it.
on dude, there are weeks when you have not had to watch.
Oh, I rarely watch the Test of Time.
Yeah, the brutal, ass-raping visuals of some of these films.
Now, is it the visuals that bum you out? We should get into this now. This is way down the line. Do you want to do genre 5 off the top of our heads?
What do you mean?
An unprepared genre 5.
Yeah, I can do whatever I can do anything you can do.
Have you done favorite animated characters that are hand-drawn?
Wow.
We're digging in a well that is very shallow, sir.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine.
Coughing out the annoyingness out of my throat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, we have not done hand-drawn animated characters' favorites.
So what's yours?
All right. In no particular order. Wow. Hand-drawn animated characters.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go with CGI. I think we've done that.
first on my list
Mufasa.
Is, shut up.
Okay.
D from Vampire Hunter D.
I've never seen it.
Well, doesn't mean it's not on my list.
Okay.
He's a really awesome vampire, and the animation style that he's drawn in is really cool. He's almost the animated embodiment of Castlevania. Like that style,
oh, cool.
Look, that
right
look
on.
Of animation.
Now, Castlevania, does that take different characters throughout the lineage of Castlevania, or is it just the same dude trying to fucking...
Yeah, there's different people you can play as.
Because Lords of Shadows was a completely different one, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the spoilers, the introduction of Dracula.
Dracula.
That was such a sick ending.
Alucard is the forerunner.
Is that the dude with the white hair?
Huh?
White hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Long white hair.
Mm-hmm. I think you played him as in the 64 Castlevania. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was like Castlevania 64 or some shit. But you played as him, I believe. I remember getting lost in the gardens a lot. There's a maze.
Alucard is Dracula spelled backwards.
Oh my god. My brain just exploded. Alright, back to genre 5. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got Vampire Hunter D. Mm. And then second on my list.
Wait, hold on. I'll do one.
Belle from...
No, I was actually going to go with Beast. I've always liked how Beast looked in the movies.
Yeah.
I thought he was drawn really well, and he's a cool character. Disney did, I think they do cool monsters, like the dragon from Sleeping Beauty. I really dig that. Actually, I'm going to go with Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. That'll be my first one.
Okay.
Spoilers, Beast is next. Go ahead.
My next one...
This is a live
this
genre
is a
5.
Really, really weird thing to have to do.
Yeah.
It's early, by the way, folks.
Yeah, it's noon.
It's the crack of noon on a Sunday in House Wolfenstanzanetti.
And Aniti.
Let me think.
You want me to keep going? What
yeah,
do you think?
Don't okay. like this. It's horrible.
Oh, okay, so this is a bad idea.
Well,
I like to get you riled up, so that's good.
All I can really do is name... Fucking anime.
Anime? That's what I figured you were going to do.
Think of one anime. Like
Princess Mononoke. You like the no-face guy, right?
That's wrong movie.
Princess Mononoke, no-face?
No-face is from Spirited Away.
Oh, my bad.
And I like a lot of things. I also like...
I like a lot of things.
I like all the characters in that fucking film
so
much. But yeah, no-face is probably the most beautiful because he's like... Got that watercolor,
yeah, definitely
guts to him.
Yeah, and the way that like he moves like a spider, like as he grows, or if she, I'm not really sure. They don't really gender specify.
No, it's very gender neutral.
So I had Maleficent. I'm gonna go with the dragon in Mulan.
Okay,
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, dragon in Mulan. That little baby dumb dragon?
I can't think of anything, so that's what I'm going with.
Actually, I was going to say the genie from Aladdin.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
he was cool. I actually liked the genie that Jafar was, the one that he came into. I thought he looked fucking sick.
The big tall one?
The big tall
throwing
red.
Throwing silos around?
Yeah, but he was red and fucking like had like the big gold chains. They basically made him a prisoner because he's like, I'm going to be a genie, all powerful, but he's fucking subject to that lamp.
Yep.
Did they ever bring him back in, like, a sequel? That would have been sick. Someone finds the Jafar lamp.
No idea.
And then he, like, tricks somebody into setting him free.
Well, I think he flicks it into the, like, cosmos.
Yeah, but then, like, it comes back with an alien meteor attached to it, a symbiote, and then it attaches to Peter Parker. Oh, that'd be cool. Crossover everything. Disney owns all that shit now.
Species.
No, it's not species.
That they went to space and came back
animal.
With an alien.
Yep, so, same with, in the cartoon Spider-Man.
Ah, species.
Go ahead.
Probably.
You looking around my room for?
No, I'm just looking at Wolverine. He looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I always thought that there's this anime called MD Geist, and
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like humanoid robots in it. And they look really, really fucking cool. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to nix that and pick the fucking super soldiers from Jinro.
Okay.
Wolf Brigade. That's a really fucking well animated film. And all the wolf soldiers look awesome.
We're floating on two different icebergs over here.
We really are. You asked for this.
I'm all Disney. You're all anime. Yeah. All right, let's see. I'm trying to think of like movies that like that aren't Disney but that are animated. And I really can't. Other than anime. And anime is just kind of like not up my alley.
You did this to yourself.
I really did.
You dug this grave.
I really did. All right.
Shitting on it.
So, obviously, I like how villains are drawn. Because I got Maleficent and Jafar genie.
And a dragon.
And the dragon. Well,
it's not a bad guy.
But. Yeah. But the guy, the Mongol. Who are they fighting in Mulan? The Mongolians?
Who the fuck knows? The Mongols? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That dude.
If they're
sick
China,
as fuck.
They're fighting Mongols, most likely.
Yeah, probably. He looked really cool, but, I don't know. I'm trying. This is bad.
Yeah, you've literally.
We'll do genre three. All right,
you've cast your own foot into concrete and jumped off the
genre
bridge.
Genre three is over now. So you don't have any news, huh?
No, none whatsoever.
Right. My big thing was that I was just stoked for the X-Men 92 continuation. I think that's a really cool idea, but I'm kind of like weirded out like how they're going to tie it all together for a new younger audience to understand it, because they're taking a franchise from 95, so basically
flashbacks, bro,
20 years ago that ended, and then now they're like, hey, this is the same storyline.
Flashbacks.
Have you seen the new Heroes?
I haven't watched Heroes
Reborn
or whatever. Revisited.
They have it on Hulu. It's a 2-hour extravaganza. Oh.
You've watched it?
No, I saw it and I was like, I don't got 2 hours to fucking burn on Heroes.
Yeah, duh, we're important, intrepid men. We don't have time.
Yeah, instead I watched
Shut up.
That Chris Hardwick show at midnight.
You should have watched 2 hours of Heroes.
I didn't have enough time to watch it, that's why
If you cut out that Chris Hardwick crap altogether.
I had like an hour, I didn't want to get like halfway into it. I'll probably watch it this week and let you know. We should both watch it because we are big fans of Heroes.
Okay, but I don't want to watch it with you.
I don't like watching things with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you too. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Are we in weekly recommendations and rejections though?
Yeah. You were reading your news and then we were gonna probably jump into that.
Yeah, Heroes and shit. But I saw The Incredibles. I rewatched what's that?
I don't know, it's like an alien voice.
That's what I did for the popcorn noise for at the movies with Bob and Paul for the segment on the main show. I go, and like it just sounds like The Grudge, but I was like, it sounds like popping popcorn because I was all stoned.
Scary.
Every time it comes on, people are like, what the fuck is that?
What is that creepy noise?
There's a girl with black hair behind me with ghost face. But yeah, I watched The Incredibles. What a fucking awesome movie. Really happy to revisit that one.
It is a really, really original,
super
wonderful
fun.
Story.
Well, it's not really original because it's basically the Fantastic Four.
No, it's totally original because they're cool.
It's like agreed. It's like Fantastic Four meets like...
It worked.
Meets like Watchmen because like all the heroes are like out of commission. Meets like... almost like Dark Knight Rises. Like, oh, I hurt my leg and I'm not going to do like Batman anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was a blast though. Oh, God, what's his name? My Name is Earl. Jason Lee was the villain in that movie.
Yeah.
Which he sounds a lot like T.J. Miller, I'm not going to lie.
Dude, a lot of people sound like T.J. Miller now. I think they like
T.J.
how T.J. sounds, because he sounds awesome.
Yeah, he's really cool. T.J. Miller's fantastic. Have you watched the new Silicon Valley?
Yes.
I haven't seen that
all
yet.
All the way through.
Right,
it's
on.
It's fan
six episodes?
Fantastic, yeah.
Sweet. I love that show. It's
six
great.
Or eight. One of the two.
But yeah,
either
it's
way.
Weird. Like, HBO usually does, like... I thought like 10 or 11, because I've been rewatching Sopranos as well. Throw that
maybe
in there, 10, but
I don't know.
I don't need to talk about that weekly. Yeah, it
Either
still
way,
rocks.
It was fun.
Right on. I got to check that out. Go ahead.
My first recommendation, Kung Fu Killer with Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Sweet, brand new fucking Kung Fu movie.
Was it filmed in the United States or is it?
No, it's Chinese.
Hell yeah.
The Chinese as fuck. Like at the end of the film, they thanked.
Chinese as fuck.
They were thanking all the martial arts experts, like footage of like Jackie Chan and like all these fucking dudes, the old dudes who played like Ip Man.
Yeah.
And all these people that are like trying to keep the Chinese action, like martial arts movies alive.
Right.
And this movie's just fucking perfect. It's not outlandish, it's not stuff that. It's
oh, like Hidden Tiger.
Yeah, it's just beyond the realm of like, oh, I could probably learn that and do it.
Or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Hidden Tiger.
Hidden Tiger, Dragon Clan, whatever.
How do you think that it's going to be like when, I mean, CGI is obviously taking hold of a lot of things, and I understand that that bubble will burst and we'll go back to a more practical, like the new Star Wars, like almost everything. Like that BB-8's like a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's controlled by a puppeteer. That's not CGI, which blew my fucking mind. But, a lot of the things there, even like JJ was like saying, like, donate money, you can be in the like background of a shot in Star Wars. Like, you saw a fucking thing walking like behind him, and you're like, that's an actual fucking like weird creature.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that that's happening? Like, in Mad Max Fury Road, perfect example. Like, not a ton of CGI. They definitely used it.
Oh, yeah, they peppered it in.
But I think the practical is almost coming back, and it's weird. Now, like, low-budget movies are using CGI that looks bad because they don't have the money to do practical or good CGI, but big-budget movies now are doing a lot more practical shit to, like, get you more engrossed in the world, I'm guessing. And, like, you look at Star Wars, like, the 1, 2, and 3, and it's just, like, them sitting in front of green screens.
Yes.
It's weird. Like, everything doesn't look organic. Like, everything's really shiny.
And Georgie was real pumped on, like, oh, I can do whatever I want with these. I'm like, they're also the fucking three that are the worst.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
Like, let someone direct your films.
Yeah.
And help you. Sell them. Sell them.
What I was... he did.
Good.
What I was... You hear about Disney buying Star Wars, huh?
Yeah, okay. Fuck him.
But what I was getting at is, when do you think, like, CGI will branch over into, like, Chinese culture to where they'll stop using people to
be in the martial arts? I hope they just never got wound up in the current trend and they keep just using regular people. Because, dude, all those fucking places, Thailand, Korea, fucking China, Japan, like, they're doing awesome work without using
CGI.
95% CGI. Yeah.
Now, they have that movie with the lizard. Oh, God, you talk about it, like, a lot. I can't remember what
the fuck it's...
The Host. And that was, like, CGI.
That one had to be, because of its content, was a 50-foot lizard fucking, like, salamander.
Right. And, I mean, like, do you watch, like, a lot of, like, Chinese movies like that? Or is you more into the kung fu?
I'm more into the kung fu because a lot of times the CG is so...
unwatchable.
It's so noticeable.
Host wasn't bad.
No.
It wasn't good, though.
It was great for its budget.
Yeah,
shocking
definitely.
For its budget. That was a work of passion for those fucking those CGI animators. But no, watching kung fu that is, like, I don't know, honest, is really good. And Donnie Yen is an absolute fucking monster. Like, he's just the best. He's probably my favorite martial artist right now.
And have I seen him in anything?
He was the guy who played in all the Ip Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
He does rock. Super fast, very, like, precise.
Yes.
And his shit looks real, too. Like, that's a cool thing.
He's just such a fucking juggernaut. Him and Tony Jaa are both really incredible.
Tony Jaa's from The Protector?
Protector.
Yeah, Tony Jaa rocks, too. Yeah. Ollenbach's amazing.
I just started watching Skin Trade with him and Dolph Lundgren.
Really?
Yeah.
Been on a Dolph kick, huh?
I really dig Dolph,
man.
I mean, he is funny as fuck.
You just watched He-Man last week, and now you're watching, what is it called, Skin Trade?
Skin Trade.
What's
it's about them busting, like, sex traffickers and, like, killing them and getting girls back.
So is one, like, I'm going to fight, like, by fist, and the other one's by gun, because Dolph loves guns.
Dolph's like...
He was the Punisher, wasn't he?
Huh?
He wasn't Dolph Lundgren the Punisher?
Thomas Jane?
What?
The Punisher? Thomas Jane?
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Thomas Jane is the guy who played the Punisher.
No, there's one from, like, 1989.
Oh, I have no idea.
That I think Dolph Lundgren played. Is it Dolph?
Dolph, like D-O-L-P-H.
What the nationality do you think that is?
Dolph?
Yeah.
I don't know, something Eastern European.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Dolph comes from...
Yep, he did play the Frank Castle.
One freaking... That's funny. One cop that's chasing them to a different country, and he gets to Thailand, and he meets Tony Jaa, who is a detective in Thailand.
Is this new?
Yeah. Just came out.
How old is that motherfucker?
Who?
Dolph.
Oh, he's 60s, probably.
That's it? Wow. He looks like, I mean, like, oh, wow, yeah. All right, right on.
Yeah. Good guy. Cool dude. Honestly, look at, like, find, like, interviews of him or behind the scenes of him. He's fucking funny. He seems like a cool dude. Okay, so I'm watching Kung Fu Killer. This is a tight fucking film.
This is the third Kung Fu movie you watched?
When?
This week.
No. I've just been talking about
Kung Fu Killer and Skin Trade.
Well, Skin Trade I watched last week, but I only watched, like, 3/4 of it.
Gotcha, you didn't want to talk about
it.
So
I didn't bring it up fully. Kung Fu Killer. Dude, it's actually kind of sick. Donnie Yen is fucking in prison because he was in a duel with a guy but killed him on accident. Mm. And he starts getting these letters from this guy asking about his techniques and all this stuff. And he thinks he's just a big fan because he's the number one martial artist, but now he's in jail. So he kind of gives him some fucking tips and shit. But then the cops start coming to him and he's like, they're like, dude, all these other martial arts masters are being murdered. Like, what the fuck? Do you know what the hell's going on? And he's like, shit. The only guy that I know that knew those moves is this guy I talked to. And it turns out this guy's just a psychopath who lost his wife and kid and stuff. And he just wants to, like, be strong, be the strongest person he can be. So it's real kind of, like, simple.
Yeah.
But his whole thing is martial arts is for killing. Let's fight to the death. And he does, like, a dude who's a grappler, a dude who's a fucking...
So it's like Mortal Kombat.
A guy who uses legs, a guy who uses swords. Yeah.
But he knows all of them.
He's learned all of them and trained himself and, like, tortured himself, like, rubbed sea salt on his face. Like coarse grain salt, like, all over his face to make him stronger so he can take more punches.
Was that, like, callous the skin?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
I mean, it's gnarly, dude. Like, the dude's a beast. Like, people stab him, like, in the arm, and he's just, like slides his arm out of the blade and, like, keeps going. Ah. I mean, it's a sweet movie because he just wants to kill other kung fu masters to be number one, and Donnie Yen's like, I don't think so.
Oh, so it's kind of like The One with Jet Li.
Yes, but not as horrible.
Dude, such a cool premise, though.
Such a dumb film, though.
Such a cool premise.
Hey, premises get shit all over.
That is very true, sir. I watched Mad Max Fury Road again, but this is the first time I've seen it since it came out.
Goddamn right.
From theaters when I watched it alone at Cinemark. Fantastic fucking movie.
Isn't it just... Relentlessly perfect.
Yeah,
God, I literally watch it and I go, I've never been so excited to see Charlize on screen.
She fucking kills.
Like, besides seeing fucking Tom Hardy as Bronson or Bane,
yeah,
it's such a small role for him technically in this film, but he's still so fucking energetic. He's still there in such a cool presence and such a minimal.
I feel like he, like, that was, like, such, like, a good, like, portrait of, like, what he can do as an actor, because he barely talks.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of, like, embodies the character through, like, actually experiencing what's happening.
Yeah.
And
as, like, a passive bystander who grunts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, he doesn't even talk for, like, the first fucking...
He, like, screams, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, once.
And then, I mean, like, he doesn't really, like, talk, though, like, for, like, a lot of the movie. It's crazy. But, yeah, that movie fucking rocks. The kid that played, Young Beast in the X-Men. He was the panda kid in the movie. The white-faced dude that had Tom Hardy as the blood bag.
Knox?
I don't know.
The guy with the motors. Yeah, the main guy who wants to die glorious on the Fury Road.
Panda.
Oh, dude, yeah. Knox is fucking Nicholas something.
I'll look it up.
I forget his... Nicholas Holtz, I think his name is. If I'm wrong, Dan will be like, fucking idiot, as he's listening to it. One of our fans knows me very well.
Let's see.
Our other fans are probably just, like, serial killers and stalkers that really want to, like...
Nope, Nicholas Holt, yeah.
Yeah!
Hank. Pym. No, not Pym.
Nope.
Hank.
Nope.
I don't know. I can't remember Beast's last name. Can
you? Well, no. Okay. No, I cannot.
No.
You quizzed me, and
Moving
I failed.
Moving on!
What's another one you saw?
Let's see. Yeah, Mad Max, Incredibles. I'm still watching Peaky Blinders.
Hell yeah.
Sopranos is very, like, I don't know. It's a lot to take in, but I'm on episode, like, 4 or something like that. There's just, like, so much shit to watch, and then I had to watch the movie of the week. I didn't watch the Test of Tony, but...
Missing out.
Yeah.
Missing out.
X-Men 92, I've been revisiting, and, I mean, I caught a little bit of Charlie Countryman when Elena was watching it.
Fuck, yes.
And it
I
was
highly
really
recommend
good.
Charlie Countryman.
Yeah, it was... the parts that I saw were really good. I'll definitely watch it more in its entirety. But
That's
yeah,
good.
It was cool. Yeah.
That's good. I watched all of Narcos.
Oh, right on.
Narcos is the shit.
Notice that was on my fucking queue.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Narcos is all about pretty much the evolution of Pablo Escobar and what he wanted to do for Colombia, to Colombia, what he ended up doing to Colombia.
Now, this is like a fictional show, though. It's based on reality.
Based on true facts.
But it's shot like a documentary, right?
No. I mean, it's shot like almost like a year in the scene of every...
Yeah, so I mean,
but like the people that he deals with, the time frames, the amount of people that he killed in certain bombings, they're all accurate.
Numbers, yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah, it's based around reality.
Yeah, the amount of, like, pounds that he sent that year when they say, Pablo, we did 29,000 kilos
how
this
many,
year.
How many seasons?
One. It's the first season. It's a Netflix exclusive.
Now, is that going to be, like, they're going to go to another drug lord next time?
It's unique because it ends at the near the end of his life, but not technically the very end of his life.
So they could do like another one.
They could pull another one out, but it would be like the fucking like death like breath.
They talk about George Young.
Do they talk about George Young?
George Young? They didn't?
No.
Wasn't he like in talks with Pablo? Bringing all the coke in over here?
I mean, he might have been
in the movie Blow they show him.
Yes, I was gonna say. Yes, in the movie Blow, he was an integral part, but I'm pretty sure that he had about 25 guys that did what George did.
It's weird that they wouldn't like mention him at all, though.
Well, also
the
LA
side.
I also think the LA side was something he wasn't involved in because he was in prison by the time the LA side of his operation started kicking up.
Pablo,
yeah,
was in prison.
Yeah.
They show him eating in the movie, though. Is that fake?
I don't know.
They lying to me?
I don't know.
I tell...
Hey, honey dicking me, bro?
Yeah, I did a report using Blow as a source.
No, he builds his own prison in Colombia for himself and signs a fucking treaty saying that no Colombian officials can come within 2 kilometers of the prison and he will self-contain himself and hires his own security guards. And runs it with all of his friends and arrests all of his friends in there with him.
That is fucking fascinating.
And they get fucking hookers and drugs.
So
and
he basically
parties.
Made a compound and was like, I'm in quote unquote prison.
Yeah, but they made it look shitty on the outside. So when they took pictures from the press, they'd say, look at this horrible dungeon that he's living in. Inside it was brand new pool tables and spas and fucking TVs. Yeah.
Right on. That's
fucking
crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Horrible guy. Horrible fucking like. Things that he did to people. Blew up a fucking passenger plane to try to kill a fucking politician.
Wow.
Killed like 117 people.
What did he blow it up with? A rocket launcher?
He sent one of his fucking guys on there with a fucking tape recorder and told the guy that he needed to just record an audio. Like the guy, he's like, you're seated right in front of the guy. We want to hear the conversation.
That's
press
even
play.
More fucked. He's fucking over his boy.
He said, well, it's like a kid, you know what I mean? Like a younger kid. Like,
oh, even more fucked up.
Yeah. Like one of those gullible kids. And he's like, once the plane gets started, wait till you're in the air and they get started really talking, press play, record it. You land, you come back home. You're a fucking king, brother. Like have fun. They knew he'd die instantly. It's not like they were like gonna have him. But
so the
still,
tape was a bomb.
Tape quarter bomb.
Wow. So it just probably blew up like a part of the plane and then the plane crashed.
Yeah, and just ripped it right out of the sky.
So fucked up.
He did that, but I would say that for fucking like 11 years, besides the stress of his illegal empire, he probably lived one of the craziest, coolest lives ever.
Well, yeah.
Entire portions of the country belong to him. Police belong to him. Like, anything. Bring me in 10 giraffes for my kid.
Sounds like Prince.
Yeah, and I want to ride fucking wave runners all day with machine guns. Like,
that's a fucking weird life.
Whatever I want, let's do it.
Ride wave runners with machine guns. I'm just going to shoot the ocean, and whatever dies, dies. I don't care.
We're going fishing tonight.
You see anything else?
I also watched Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah, I walked in on you when you were doing that.
Well,
jerking off.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Didn't know you're such a fan of Willis.
Wow. Yeah, it was the Bruce Willis that really gets me about those Wes Anderson films.
He was in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's fucking awesome. I saw it maybe twice or something like that. I think I rented it, oddly enough. But yeah, it's good. Good flick.
The kid who plays Sam,
coming to age.
The kid who plays Sam is fucking awesome. That little dude's so badass.
Yeah, he was in like a Disney program. Like hold on, I'll look it up.
I love how you can acquaint nearly anything
to Disney. Yeah.
To
it's
Disney
like
Disney
it's like 6 degrees of Disney bacon. Moonrise Kingdom. There we go. Jared Gilman. I don't know. I don't think that's him. But
hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Is it?
What?
Is it?
Huh?
You're Sam, saying, yeah. Jared Gilman.
Yeah, use your
no,
use
he
your
wasn't.
Eyes.
Never mind. He was not in a Disney movie.
Oh, dang. Does that bum you out?
Not at all. Oh. I'm thinking of something else. Fuck, what am I thinking of? He had like a big nose. It was a coming to age flick with these kids like build a house out in the woods.
Dude, that's the fucking summer film.
Oh, what
you,
the fuck?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and I know the nerdy kid you're talking about, the kid that's real weird.
Yeah, has the giant nose and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Almost dies, yeah.
Summer.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Kings of Summer.
Kings of Summer, yeah, you're the man. You're the king of podcasting. That's
what
you are.
Thanks. It is an award-winning podcast.
Award winner.
Me.
All right. I'm going to hit you with... Is that all you've seen?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, cool. I'm going to hit you with a little bit of the box office this weekend. Hotel Transylvania 2. Now, did you see the first one?
No.
Neither did I. Made $47 million. Cool. The Intern, have you heard about this?
No.
Vaguely, I have. Made $18 million. Maze Runner... $14 million.
Oh,
now
you big old piece of shit.
I'm wondering what the production budget on that one was. 61. Wow, they make those cheap.
Oh yeah,
that probably looks bad.
Churning them out.
Domestic total as of right now though is 51.
Hey, they're getting there.
Yeah, they're well worldwide. It's 134. They're definitely making the trilogy, possibly the five.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah. That's about
I mean,
it.
When I say cool, I mean I'm trying to engage you about a movie I don't care about.
You don't like Maze Runner at all?
No, not really. I mean. It's cool enough because it's not, I think, as shitty, and it's a little Island of the Lost Toys, fucking, you know.
Lord of the Flies-y.
But it's not completely for babies.
Yeah.
Or for girls.
I agree.
Like, oh,
yeah, because you do see those that preview, and you're like, oh, well, they picked a pretty kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to save the day.
Yeah, the pretty white boy's going to save all these dirty fucking, like, scroungy kids.
Yeah, that are all different ethnicities.
We're scummy,
that's
and we
weird.
Haven't been able to figure it out. He's like, let me try.
But yeah, and also, I mean, they jump on the bandwagon of like, oh, well, Hunger Games worked. Here's another book that was a bestseller.
Dude, young adult is now the fucking way, the novelist to be.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you think about it, though, they used to do the Batman animated series. Remember, Bruce Wayne was like that from like 92. That good year for cartoons.
Yes.
He was like in his 30s. That was like 30s Bat, like, you know, like the regular Batman that we're all used to.
Yeah.
And when it came to like 95... 96, they were like, we need to make Batman younger. How do we do that? And that's when Terry McGinnis...
The greatest
that's when, no,
Batman show.
Batman Beyond?
Ever.
Yeah, but they made him into a kid. They made him Peter Parker almost.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's like the whole thing, because they market towards a younger audience. Those are the people that are going to go see the movies.
Yeah.
We don't sit in fucking theaters anymore.
No,
we're just
I do
old
not.
Fucking
no.
Farts.
Dude, I can't take my.
When was the last time you saw something
in
theaters?
Hemorrhoid-ridden, rotten bones and knees.
Wow.
Eyes are falling out with conjunctivitis.
What was the last
My hair's dripping down. My balls are hitting my kneecaps.
Oh, wow. Pendulum nuts.
Yeah. We're using my Zimmer frame to get there.
That's funny. What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
Fury Road, I think.
I think that was mine, too.
Yeah.
We suck.
No, I feel like honored. I could die happy if that was the last
one. I
want
to go see Maze Runner, and I want to see Everest, too, but I, like, how much is that made?
Go see Everest.
What, other than Maze Runner?
I think so.
Oh, $23
million.
Ooh. Rough. Well, they've almost made their money back, though. Worldwide,
Ooh,
they're at 52. It was $55 million budget. Everest just looked like a fun movie to see at IMAX, or, like, in the big Cinemark screen. Which we have one close to us.
I'm pretty stoked. Excited that we are a little closer to Cleveland because I don't really go to Melt very much, but I want to try to more often.
Yeah, but they're supposed to put one in Montrose.
That's February, man. Fucking February.
Yeah, this month's sandwich.
I can't wait till February for grilled cheese.
True. Can't wait tomorrow for grilled cheese, let's
nope.
be honest.
I mean, I am cheese.
And I wanted to see, what was the other one?
On a Wire or whatever.
The Wire.
Yeah.
Or some, was it called The Wire?
Something.
Yeah, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah,
that looks like a ton of fun and like a really cool visual movie.
Bungee roping.
Yeah, I don't really like to see comedies in theaters that much. Like, I can't remember the last time I was like, oh, I want to see that comedy in theater. Like, they just...
No, comedy, I don't need to go see Trainwreck in theaters.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I don't even understand why they release them in theaters, honestly. They should just put that shit on Netflix or whatever. Or just, VOD, like, you have to pay for it.
That'd be fantastic.
The pirating would probably be insane, though.
Well, yes.
Because there's no cam versions. Now people are just literally ripping it off the internet.
If you seriously just give full copies digitally to people, eventually they'll just get ripped real hard.
Yeah. All right, let's hit Test of Tony.
Test of Tony this week is Judge Dredd. 1995's Judge Dredd, not Dredd from 2013.
The sick one.
Which we'll talk about. We will talk about. Don't give me your opinion yet.
All right.
Didn't ask for it.
Okay.
Made for $70 million, grossed $113 million.
I'm going to check those numbers. Go ahead.
Okay. I hate you. I hate you so much. Don't listen to me. Look up what I've already said.
Yeah.
Just backtrack. Living in the past, bro.
Good.
I'm in the present.
Good.
I hate your eyes. I want to rip them out.
Mm-hmm.
Shit on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, continue.
Budget, $90 million.
That's wrong.
Nope.
Nope.
$34 million gross for domestic. And then
just read the fucking total.
Oh, worldwide, 113.
Fucking
yeah.
A.
Yeah, made a couple bucks.
God.
A couple bucks. But it had Stallone
in it. You
hear
this shit? Like, why do you have to
it had Stallone in it. Of course,
no, could
it's
you
make
please
a
break down that metric for me?
Couple
I
dollars.
Need to know where it came from.
Foreign.
Idiot.
78 million of it.
Shut your ass face.
All right.
Ew.
That was my asshole shutting of my face. God.
Oh, my God. All right. Set in Mega City in 2080, I think it is. Joseph Dredd, played by Sylvester Stallone, is the main guy, and he is the law.
He rides
the shittiest, bar none, shittiest motorcycle in a film.
Super dumb.
I think I've ever seen.
It's so boxy.
Oh, it looks like he put a refrigerator with wheels.
I'm not going to lie, though. The fucking mask in that movie looks sick. And he doesn't wear it barely at all.
Barely at all, because he needs to show
his fucking face. I hate
his judge face.
Oh, it's like when Tony Stark was like sentry mode for the fucking, when like he goes to check some shit. And it's like, look, it's fucking Robert Downey Jr., everybody. It's
totally
not just his face. Yeah.
Totally not comic centric in any way. More,
no, because Dredd doesn't take off his fucking helmet.
More like it's a Sylvester Stallone movie wrapped in a Judge Dredd theme.
Yeah, kind of.
And it is, because
he's like, hey,
I
like Dredd. Can you put me in the outfit? Not wearing the helmet, though.
He gets kicked out of the city.
Yeah.
And he meets up with Rob Schneider.
Mm.
Unfortunately.
As you do.
You rip him out of a robot, and then later you see him, and then you gotta like rebuild a friendship from, you know, ashes.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
The animals,
the
Rob Schneider.
Only thing I liked about it was Rico, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Is actually really fantastic.
Yeah.
And the ABC Warrior robot.
ABC.
From the fucking cannibal
family. Oh, yeah.
That thing was fucking awesome. Like, I love the way that robot looks. That's one of my favorite mechs.
Yeah, definitely. And
favorite mechs, genre 5.
Oh, my God. Well, we got aliens in this.
No.
Alien, she rides in kind of a
no,
mech.
I'm saying...
Oh, Matrix.
No, there's
on
so
Zion.
Many for you to fucking choose from.
Matrix on Zion.
I figure you could say RoboCop.
Zion, yeah. Ed 209.
Yeah.
RoboCop, the new one.
Let's see. You went there.
We got two RoboCops.
Okay. Avatar. There's a lot of mechs in fucking...
Oh, you're right. There is some mechs in Avatar.
Oh, yeah. They sword fight. Or he has a knife fight with
them. Yeah,
him.
A knife.
Okay.
Dagger.
So, bikes are really fucking horrible, I wrote.
Yeah.
They're not really bikes as much as they are
fridge
thin
wheels.
Cars. Yeah.
It's
really,
the future, man.
Really horrible.
Nothing aerodynamic.
The cheapest looking plastic on his giant shoulder epaulette
pad. Yeah.
It looks like fucking Jill Valentine from Resident Evil.
I don't know that
okay.
reference. Sorry.
Hopefully our wonderful fans will.
Yeah.
I'm on an island out here.
Yeah, you
help
are
me,
floating
people.
Away.
Help me.
Wilson!
Yeah. So, that looks like shit. You could tell it's spray-painted plastic. He's sort of fucking... I mean, he's a dick. He really is a fucking dickhead all through the movie, pretty much. Because he's just law.
Yeah.
I like the concept, though, that crime has become so bad that fucking officers have assumed the position of judge and executioner.
Yeah.
And they just do it on the street. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking charge you, we kill you, or we let you go, whatever. Really cool.
Now, is there prisons?
Huh?
Is there prisons? I can't remember.
Oh, hell yeah. That's where Rico comes from.
Yeah, is it like a... But it's like a ghetto prison, correct? Like, they live like in like a... Like kind of like an ostracized town.
I think it's like an
portion.
Entire part of the city.
It's not like cells and like prison guards. It's just like we dump... It's almost like how Australia was.
But they also
like
have
originally.
Fucking like cryo... prison
oh,
as well.
Like Demolition Man.
Dang, dude.
Which is a fucking fantastic flick. Talking Sylvester movies.
I'm thinking we should watch that.
You want to do that as next week's genre? I think we should do Cliffhanger.
As what?
Testatoni.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, I was saying, like, we're not doing movie of the week with that shit.
Oh, wait, no. Next week's fucking, we gotta do Halloween themes.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah. You ever heard of AFI's cover of that?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Anyways, go ahead. Keep talking about Dredd.
I love how I'll Judge do Dredd. Something and you'll bring up something better that you like more than what I'm doing.
No. Miss
I'm
Mrs.
like,
great.
Dude, I painted
Miss
this. And you're like,
Miss
oh,
Mrs.
have you ever
great.
Seen the fucking...
have you seen the original that you ripped
you
that off of?
Have you ever seen Van Gogh?
Oh,
have you ever seen Van Gogh?
Yeah, you ever seen like someone that's really good at it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Anyone that's successful?
Yeah.
How about that?
I'm like, oh, hey, Paul, come check out this shit I put in the toilet here. And you go, you ever seen a horse stick of shit?
Yeah, way bigger than that. Later.
Way better.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't demean him anywhere near as much as he thinks or says on this podcast.
Help me.
Yeah, he does a painting and I'm like, you're so good. Let's hang it up. And I put it on the fridge.
Put it on the fridge like I'm a child. You're going to hand me a fucking after school snack and kick me in the face.
Yeah, get you a pack of Gushers.
Listen, I wrote fun but cheesy. It is cheesy. It is fun, though.
That's good.
I'd give it a 6.5.
Wow.
You always are shocked by my ratings.
I am.
I'm not giving movies twos and threes unless they're unwatchable.
Okay. That makes sense, because that would make the scale weird if you're like, it's a three but fun.
Yeah. I give it a 1.5, but it's enjoyable enough.
Spit my fucking tongue.
Okay.
All right. So,
you should bite your tongue, sir.
Honestly. All right, so yeah. 6.5.
Oh, and I want to say,
what?
If anyone really wants to watch like an updated version of Dredd, go rent Dredd.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's got Lena Headey,
which is
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. What's her name? Cersei?
Yeah, Cersei Lannister. She plays
and
Mama.
Who's the redheaded one? What's her name?
What?
Sansa. I always get Sansa and Cersei. Stark.
Yeah.
As I watch it more, I'm actually starting to be like, oh, bald monk guy with the no balls. Like,
yeah.
I don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. I don't know his name though. What's his name?
That's
no balls.
Oh, god damn it. I always get him and,
what? Tyrion?
Not Tyrion. Yeah, I get him and Tyrion mixed up.
They're together a lot.
I don't know.
Spoilers.
I don't know. I can't remember right now.
I can't remember. That should be this podcast name.
Well, you bring up shit and ask me to fill in the gaps of info. Because
you're usually a vat of knowledge. You've tried.
I don't like that you depend on me like that. It makes me feel like...
I have a computer in front of me, too. I just can't use it as quickly as your brain does.
Oh, you're such a little fuck. I get him and Littlefinger mixed up.
Oh, yeah, Littlefinger's, he was just in a movie that I watched. See, this is bad.
Fuck?
Yeah, he was in a movie
that... Why bring it up?
...that I've seen.
Why bring it up? Why not say, yeah, Littlefinger?
I don't know.
And just move on.
I just have this, like...
Instead of going, derp, and then I forgot.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's basically this podcast. Derp, I forgot. Okay, so you want to hop into the movie of the week?
Movie of the week.
What we watch?
Wait, what did we watch?
What did we watch?
Oh, we watched Night Watch.
Yeah, buddy.
97, Night Watch.
Which is on Netflix. Check it out.
Let me read off this cast.
Go ahead.
You want to hear this cast?
I would love to. Gary Busey.
Gary Busey is not in this.
Not in it at all.
You idiot. You know who you're thinking of.
No, I knew it wasn't Gary Busey.
Okay. I'm like, Nick Nolte is not Gary Busey.
But he does kind of look like a...
He's got that grizzly voice.
Like an easier Gary Busey. Like not as hard on the crazy and drugs.
At one point, Nick Nolte was considered like one of the leading handsome men in Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood.
In the 80s.
Hey, get in the car. We're going to Hollywood.
the red fiery rage.
Boston Tony. Good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, good.
Motherfucker. All right. Ewan McGregor. Don't make fun of me. That's how you say his name.
Yeah, I can never... Ewan. I don't know.
Ewan.
Yeah, I never know how to pronounce it.
Ewan.
From Trainspotting.
Ewan. Ewan McGregor.
Or The Island, everyone's favorite.
I could say Star Wars. That's
no one's
that's
seen
a,
that.
No one's heard no of that dog shit.
Yeah, Jesus, come on.
Yeah.
Try to relate to people.
Josh, young Ewan McGregor, young Josh Brolin, old Nick Nolte, young Patricia Arquette. Fantastic fucking cast. John C. Reilly's in it for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you see him and then he talks a little bit.
Yeah.
That was when he was doing the whole, like, I'm going to be a serious actor.
Okay, so tell me, what is Night Watch about?
Games in New York. All right, so it's a... It's a guy that gets a job as the watch, well, the night watch of a morgue, basically.
Security guard, yeah.
Yeah, security guard. And there's also, like, a serial killer out there that you kind of realize about, like, 20 minutes into the flick, and then it's kind of him dealing with that plus a friend. It has like a lot of like I think it's him, like it's like that type of shit. His friend's a complete cockhole.
Yeah,
I don't understand the relationship and why they're friends. He's like, just get a hand job from this hooker in this restaurant, it'll be fine. He's like, but my girlfriend. He's like, she'll never know. I told her like I was you, which was fucked. Like it's I don't want to give it a lot away because it's on Netflix and it's very easy to watch. It's a little dated, I'll give it that.
Oh, yeah. Well, 97 will do that.
Yeah, I would say it's not timeless. no. I mean, like Jurassic Park, though. Like, you can watch that
well,
now.
Well, like, no, but it's more of a contemporary film about the youth of that time. Like, they're, like, young college kids, like, listening to that
which
music.
Which they didn't look like fucking college. They looked like they were 40.
No, dude, they both looked handsome. All right,
I'll give...
They were a couple of cutie pies,
you
bro.
And, you and...
couple of cuties.
Looked, like, probably, like, 24, 25.
All right.
But his friend...
Brolin?
Yeah, Brolin, 34.
Brolin's never looked young, I don't think. In Goonies, he was looking like he was
going
in college
back to
when he was in high school.
He's going back to school.
God, Brolin's been around, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. What else has he been in?
Goonies.
Was he the brother?
Yeah, he's the older brother.
He's old as fuck then.
That's what I'm saying.
He was like 26 in that movie.
That's what I'm saying. He's like probably 40 playing a 30-year-old, playing a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
All right. Great scene in the laundromat when him and when Brolin and Ewan talk.
That was creepy as fuck.
Dude, I love that fucking scene. The way it's shot is every fucking dryer and washer is running with red clothes in it.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, what is this, the fucking Sixth Sense? Because in the Sixth Sense, they do that same thing, red door handle, like red dress.
Well, there's a lot of red in that film. There's also a ton of fucking scene build up with shadows and sound.
Oh, definitely.
Just fucking creepy sounds.
I was about
creepy
to say,
things that creep you out at night.
The ominous music that they play for shit that doesn't need ominous music is insane. And the times that they play happy music for shit that should be ominous is weird as fuck too. It like tricks your senses. It keeps you on your toes. Like, I really enjoyed it. I would call it a thriller.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great thriller. And we're not going to give it away, but did you guess who it was, or were you leaning
no.
towards
when
something?
I saw like, because like they let you know about like 20 minutes before the movie ends, and then you have the final act. But
you were leaning towards other people,
definitely.
And then you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah, it definitely got me. Which is like, I was like, oh well, this is fucking easy to see. And then but it's I don't know. It's cool because like I like when they can show you stuff in a movie and then you don't catch that they're like. Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
I like that when they do it subtly instead of like, hey, what's that doing there? I don't know. And you're like, well, that's definitely coming
that's
back
something.
In the fucking movie. Like,
I'm going to have to mentally bookmark that.
Yeah. Can we get some more exposition on fucking this weird object that's going to fuck us in the end? Yeah.
That's the doomsday device.
Yeah.
Right there.
Didn't figure out the autopilot yet, like Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. They say that thing fucking three. I'm like, I wonder if the autopilot's going to play into this at all.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about this feature.
Yeah. He's like, Bruce, just send it away. He's like, the autopilot. You're like, God damn it.
Damn you, Bruce. Dumb.
Anyways, but yeah. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. Great watch. Great recommendation. Thank you.
Welcome. I wanted to make a pretty much like I call this like a Tony note.
Yeah.
The picture that hangs on the wall in his little guard booth.
Yeah.
And he sits next to it at one point in the film.
Yep.
Like.
Yep.
The fucking picture. The guy's name is Lewis Powell. Nick Nolte's right when he says that's a picture of Lewis Powell. It's just always been here.
Yeah.
He was actually a conspirator with John Wilkes Booth to kill Lincoln.
Really?
He's sitting on death row.
Wow, that's
and that
up.
Photo was shot for newspapers because he was one of the most popular
written about
participant assassins of the period. So they took lots of pictures of him. He was 21 when he hung. That was when that was taken. Cool. He was 21 in that pic. Very cool fucking little side story about, like, if you just want to look up Lewis Powell, like, kid was young as fuck, dude. And like, just a creepy fucking eerie picture. It's one of the eeriest pictures or series of pictures I've ever seen of an old convict, like an old inmate waiting on death row.
Like, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like in the movie, it plays really well too, because like he keeps looking at it over his shoulder and stuff.
Yeah. That is neat. He's like, dude, your impending death is coming too.
Impending
is what it's,
doom.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, so I give it, I'll give it an 8.
Hey now, that's
hey
nice.
Hey now.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were going to join in.
8.5.
Ooh, you fucking one up to me.
Well.
All right, so what do you... So, me and Tony decided that we're going to do... We're going to get back into genre fives and not do them on the spot and bore the fuck out of you anymore. We're going to do... Everything's going to be Halloween-themed and scary movies and stuff like that for the next month of October.
It's going to be freaking scary.
So, the next four episodes are going to be all Tested Tony's dedicated to horror flicks and the in-depths are going to be all horror flicks as well.
You're going to need... Your comfort blanket.
And a diaper, because you're going to be shitting, pissing everywhere. You're so scared.
Like a little baby girl when I rip her Barbie's head off.
Wow.
At how scary this fucking podcast is. Remember watching, like, The People Under the Stairs when you were, like, 7 years old?
I never watched
it. You shouldn't
have
watched it like I did. And you cried and had night terrors all night and puked and shit.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what these four podcasts are going to be like.
You puked, huh?
I was, like, crying so much I puked.
Now
and
I want to.
Shit
I wanna,
myself.
All right, I'm gonna pick two Tested Tonys for you and two in depths, and you can pick two Tested Tonys and two in depths.
Okay.
Now I want to watch some newer ones.
We're not doing this right now.
I know, but
all
I'm,
of them.
Yeah, I'm just. We're gonna do next week's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have you watch Poltergeist.
I'm gonna for what?
The
Test of Tony.
Yeah, and then we can watch the new Poltergeist.
Oh God.
Yeah, that'll be awful. All right, we'll do that. Poltergeist and Poltergeist.
Why are you doing this?
One from 82 and then one from like 2014.
I told him it was gonna be scary. That new Poltergeist is PG-13 dog shit.
Have you seen it?
No, why would I?
Exactly. All right, then that's perfect.
That's a test of Tony at this point.
No, it's not, because you haven't seen it yet.
I don't give a f-
I get to pick two, you get to pick two. You get the next week's.
Why is my idea getting raped so hard?
It's not getting raped, it's getting loved.
No, you. Ew, that's so creepy, dude. I call it rape, and you're like, it's just love. Take it.
Yeah, is that how you view it? All right, and then we'll do genre five favorite ghosts.
Okay.
So it'll have that theme, poltergeist.
Oh, no,
ghosts.
Yeah. I see where you're going there.
And then we'll still do weekly recommendations and rejections, and we'll probably still hit a little bit of news and stuff, because Tony fucking hates it when I do news. Try to calm it down this week.
I just don't know what you Google for news.
Oh, I just go
do
to
you
screen.
Google Marvel, small child,
no, I just
innocent
go,
baby,
I type
love
in,
news?
I type in movie news and go to Screen Rant and just read headlines.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to Disney.com.
It might as well be.
Movie Rant is a really fucking, like, this is the blockbusteriest news we can find.
Yeah. And most of it's Prometheus 2, John Wick 2, Star Wars 7, Independence Day, Resurgence gets prequel comic book series. That's fucking cool. I didn't even read that when we were doing news.
You didn't read any of that.
I know. But yeah.
You're the worst at
epic
news.
Journey.
You fuck up news like I fuck up genre five sometimes.
Yeah, I fuck up news a lot. I fuck
not
a
like
lot
fuck
things.
Up news, but like you're not
just
like,
do a
oh,
shitty
it's
job.
The wrong. No, it's just, I'm like, come on, is that the news you want to report? And you're like, I guess. Sure.
I guess.
Sure.
Might as well be.
No.
All right, so yeah, we're doing Poltergeist, favorite ghosts for next week. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.